The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. A lot of people ask, Justin, why do you keep recording this show? They say nobody, you know, it angers as many people as it helps. Why do you keep recording it? And I keep recording it because every week we try to come up with some topical thing to talk about to begin our program, and I get Travis's suggestions. Travis, you should introduce yourself.
Oh, hello. I'm Travis McElroy.
Uh-huh. And Griffin, you're up in this piece too, right?
I am all up in this bitch, in it to win it.
And to win it, Travis, why don't you hit everybody with what your big suggestions were for this week? And I don't want any editorializing. I just want you to list the topics that you suggested for our comedy podcast to kick off with.
Okay, well, the first was simply debt ceiling.
Debt ceiling. Yeah. Okay. Who's ready to laugh?
Number two, ceiling. Greece is going into default.
Now, if you get some, like, hand jive Olivia Newton-John action in there... I think you could maybe get something going.
Travis, I know what all those words, isolated, what they mean. Together, though, not quite so sure what a default country
I thought
means.
The third one was the real gem that I really thought we could have mined for comedy, but it was Monte Carlo is coming out starring Selena Gomez.
Oh, you mean the big race? Yeah, the big race, that's news. If we could just talk about the race, like the Formula One.
Oh no,
race.
it's a comedy movie for tweens.
Yeah, and you would say you're pretty excited.
Well, Andy McDowell's in it.
Oh shit, that national treasure.
She's my number one celebrity crush.
Whichever pulse you have your finger on, can you stop touching that person? That person that you're touching.
It's actually Selena Gomez.
I know.
Pipeline to Selena Gomez.
I'm extraordinarily uncomfortable with it. How about, like, how did, like, the fact that, like, gay dudes and ladies can now get married in New York?
Oh, fuck. That's way better.
Damn it.
Wait. Because let's balance these two. Let's put these two on the scales of justice. Because what's more important? Gay marriage or Selena Gomez? Selena Gomez full-length feature film.
I really like Selena Gomez. I think she's a rising star.
I just want to get married to Tim Gunn, and I don't think that's so wrong, is it?
No. I want to get married to Justin Bieber.
Do you guys remember Justin's first date with Tim Gunn? Yeah, they went and saw Monte Carlo with Selena Gomez. They necked the entire time. He really made it work.
Yeah. The junior mints were mushy, but the sex was neat.
Yeah. I just imagine Tim Gunn's sex face and put me into a state. It put me in a state that I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah, New York.
New York.
Because you're a bigot and you're uncomfortable with the gay marriage is now legal there. So this is, our advice program. We record it for you every week to help you with the little things that pop up in your life. We also talk to each other about the things that are going on in our lives. Because it's a helping show.
Can I say something real quick about the New York passing the gay marriage?
There's nothing in this earth that would make me stop you from talking
more about it.
Well,
my favorite thing is there were four Republican senators that voted for it. And like, gay marriage rules. And there was one Republican who was like, listen, this is a vote of conscience and not a vote of party line.
I remember in my middle school social studies class, I learned that every vote in the Senate is a vote of conscience, because if you're asleep, they won't let you govern. They won't let you act as in a political body.
If you will allow me to pronounce that word as conscience, then I will pronounce it better.
I won't. I absolutely won't.
You guys are breaking my heart. Let's take the first question. I love my girlfriend, but she keeps eating off my plate when she has perfectly good food in front of her. She'll order what she wants, and then she looks longingly at what I got until I ask if she wants a bite. How can I put a stop to this without sounding like a selfish jerk? Hungry like the wolf. Why are you so hungry?
Hey, dog, like, chill out.
You live in America. Like, if you don't get enough food right now at this meal, literally, if you scoop your hand through the nearest gutter, you'll come up with, like, a hot dog or something.
At least four ho-hos. Like, no, you'll be fine. Right up.
I'm totally on his side.
Of course.
Come on.
That's his food.
It's not...
That's what a relationship is. If a relationship is not... at the very least, about sharing your food. Like, that's, like, the most basic survival-level post-apocalyptic, like, hi, I found this half-eaten Hershey bar. Well, I have a beef jerky. Well, let's have a relationship. Like, this is the base relationship, the basest one we can have.
Well, here's... like, okay, I have a suggestion. Make her order first, and then order the exact same thing she gets.
Okay. She'll never see that coming. Does she order a salad? My wife does that a lot.
If she orders a salad, you get a salad. It's going to be a long game.
I'll get something delicious because I'm overweight and I know what things taste good. It's the one, like, perk of the gig. And she'll, like, say, hey, that looks good. It's like, yeah, no shit, I've been at this for a while.
This ain't my first time at the steak rodeo.
Yeah. No. And also, can we stop coming to the steak rodeo? It smells like old wallpaper, and I hate it here.
There's peanut shells on the floor, but they don't serve peanuts.
Where did all these peanuts come from?
Ma'am, excuse me, ma'am. Can I be reseated in the non-peanut section? That doesn't exist. Yeah, I mean, like, just share your food. It's not a big deal. And you know what? Here's what you do. If this is really that important to you...
Sit at different tables.
What? Yeah, when she starts eating off your plate, order another one. I say, hold on. No, we can make this work. I'll get a second one for you.
You've touched this. I don't want it anymore.
So you're saying always, like, order... I will have two of that, please.
I'll have two of those, please.
You know, I'll do that. Okay. This is something that I've started doing. I order two meals when I go to a restaurant with the express purpose of intending to take one home and eat it later.
You do do that.
How is that weird?
Don't make that sound like a thing that you do constantly. If you did it constantly, you would be some sort of glutton, some sort of gluten.
Not constantly. But, like, if I go to a brunch place, I'll get two brunches. Now, sometimes the spirit will overtake me and I will eat both of them in one sitting.
I will admit to the last time I went to the Chili Willys and I was getting some of their delicious Texas Red. I did order carry out. I got two of them with the express purpose of eating one of them the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that cool? Is it just a restaurant thing?
That's not normal, you guys.
Why is that not normal? I think that that's planning ahead. I think that's kind of brilliant.
Well, where's that fucking stop? Like, can you be like, hey, let me get seven cups of that sweet Texas Red. Daddy's gonna have a chili week. Happy chili week, everybody.
You try to paint that like a bad thing. I think that's an awesome idea.
Yeah, like, is anyone hungry? I have all the chili. Do you want that?
I mean,
I have it.
Watch out for that guy. He'll come in and order just like a month's worth of chili.
It's Chili Steve.
When you come to me sometimes and you're like, Griffin, I don't know where the money, like, I don't know where my money is. Like, my money, where did all the money go, Griffin? And I'll say, Travis, do you remember how you ate 14 steaks from Outback Steakhouse last week? You got one in the restaurant, and you said, let me get a baker's dozen of steak to go. That's where it all went. To be fair,
I said a steaker's dozen.
I was wondering if you could help me out with a friend of mine. I like this guy a lot, but he has to make it known that he's a vegetarian. He usually doesn't mention it around close friends. However, I've been noticing whenever he's communicating to new people, one of the first things that he says is that he's a vegetarian. I want to tell him he's being a snob, but that nobody cares what he puts in his mouth, only what comes out. Like, puke?
Yeah.
Whenever I bring it up, he lashes out at me and thinks I'm attacking him. Is he really being a snob, or am I just overthinking it? Help me, brothers. And that's from Mr. Bixby.
I think it depends on how he's saying it.
Oh, me?
Me?
My eating preferences? My name's
Jim. I'm a vegetarian.
Sit down. Let me tell you about it.
No steak for me, thanks. We're at a car wash. Like, why would that even be in the equation?
I hope that's free range prawn. Like,
what?
He's probably not being a snob. I don't know that people can be a. I mean, they definitely can be. You can be a snob about anything, but I mean, that's such a big part of a person's life. If they're a vegetarian or vegan or. Only eats translucent foods.
Yeah, but at the same time,
I only eat dark fruits. Like, I think that's such a big part of their life that, like, yeah, they're gonna talk about it.
But I don't introduce myself as Travis McElroy Omnivore.
No, but because that's the norm.
It does say that on your business cards, though.
Well, yes.
Let's not play make believe here. You are not an omnivore, sir.
I eat everything.
I don't think omnivore is the correct name for that. Can we say, a part-time herbivore, maybe. Like a practicing carnivore. I dabble in
vegetables.
You like to check in every once in a while, see what's new on the scene, but you're not like blogging about them.
Yeah, basically. I'm not like super committed. I'm like a Christmas and Easter herbivore.
Right. I can dig it.
I'm saying, but that's the norm, right? Like, everybody eats everything, right? Except for those three or four people who don't. And so I think that
those three or four people get to bring it up.
They have denied themselves life's greatest pleasure, which is to say bacon. And, mm-hmm. like, they can do whatever they want. Like, they've worked. They've earned it.
Yeah, but, like, who gives a shit? Like, yeah. I don't care if... I mean, maybe it's part of their identity.
It's not something that should, like... Determine whether or not you want to hang out with the person. So, like, if you're meeting someone for the first time and they're like, oh, and by the way, I'm a vegetarian, you're like, fuck it, I'm out.
It does if you're a head of lettuce.
Yeah.
Who can relax then?
What's up, cucumber fingers? Oops, they're gone.
Oops.
Shoot off.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
An important question, too, is how long has he been a vegetarian? Because if it's, like, within the last 3 months, he's totally being a snob.
Maybe he's just telling everybody he's a vegetarian so he has some excuse for when he faints later.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry I don't get enough vegetables.
Or so people, like, try to encourage him to eat bacon, and then he's like, what? No, I... Okay.
Okay.
Jerry, why is your blood so light? It's like your blood isn't even there. I mean, I think it matters. I think it's a big part of a person, because what if you start crushing on a vegetarian, and you don't know they're a vegetarian, though, and you ask them to go to Sizzler?
That, well...
Love ruined. Relationship gone.
I think if your first date to the Sizzler, that ship sailed. That ship's already...
That's a good restaurant.
I haven't been recently. Have they revamped the menu?
No, it's still pretty much the same. It's still pretty much like steaks, and you can get the steaks cooked however you want them.
Oh, man.
However you want them?
Sometimes there's potatoes, but... There's like a secret language. It's kind of like ordering an In-N-Out. You gotta say, "Can I get a steak 'em in tubes?" And they know that when you say
"is that
tubes,
really what how it is?"
You say "steak 'em in tubes," and when you say "tubes," they know that you mean tubes.
I need a steak 'em in tubes. I need it slarshed and dumpsed. They look at you. They say, "That is not real." Steak.
With a Pepsi.
I need a steak 'em in tubes. I need
two megataters and.
To be fair, that was my favorite Sci-Fi Channel movie.
I need two megataters, just, fully cheesed out.
Just sizzle the whole plate if you can.
Yeah, sour creamo, definitely.
That's not a good password, though.
Yes, you're right. Not sour cream, like fresh cream. Would that work? Because that's sort of like very reverse. Good. Reverse psychology.
You guys want a Yahoo?
Yes, please.
You know I do.
How about this one? It was sent in by Gabe Geisen. Thank you, Gabe. It's by Yahoo Answers user Pat, who asks, is the Matrix real, and is it possible? Simple question, argued answer.
What?
Is the Matrix real, and are we biological batteries? And is the human body capable of producing enough energy to power an entire world of machines if there were 6 billion of us? And if so, how would we get out? Self-substantiation? Suicide? Or is there someone who could free us? Red pill. Please take this question seriously. No sarcasm or blatant humor, thank you.
Boy, when you have to say that right in the question, you are just begging for
it. No blatant humor. I don't care if you, like, I'm like, soup's dumb. So if you want to say shit that's like, I'm not going to understand, you're making fun of me. That's
I want to fucking punch this dude, mostly because of this, the phrase, simple question, argued answer.
Here's the problem, Travis. You try to punch this guy, and he dodges it in slow motion and turns into like three or four different guys.
I want to meet the people that are arguing about this.
Oh, you know they exist, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, because you can't, it's one of those you can't prove it. You can't, anything you could create, you know, to refute it could just be another a creation of the Matrix.
You're just another agent, man.
Yeah.
Like, we've all thought about it, right? Like, we've all just sat down, really.
We had that moment.
Taken
when we were on a bunch of drugs.
In that deep, dark, truthful mirror, and saw that in that mirror, we were covered in metallic juices, and then we transported to the real world.
Yeah, yes. You know what, though, Griffin? I think we've all had that thought. But you know when I had it? Back in 1999, when the movie was released. I'm not still kicking that around in 2011 and thinking, like, oh, maybe. Like, it's been 12 years. Maybe not. Like, probably that is not the that is one construction that you could believe in, but I am not subscribing to it.
I mean, look, some people go their whole lives without waking up, you know?
Uh-huh, yeah. Come on, Copper Top.
Some people go their whole... I mean, that's all there is. Like, what if we are flesh batteries? But, like, there's only 10 of us who made it out to the hallowed halls of Zion. Like, what?
In the rave, in the orgy.
In the rave, underground, fucking rubbing my dirty, dirty body on everyone. Like...
Just having Lawrence Fishburne spray oil on the crowd.
Side note, 10-person rave is a really shitty rave.
DJ Fishburne is on the ones and twos, and he's getting it wet in Zion. And, like, you're in here, you're in Earth, and you're laughing at somebody on Yahoo Answers. How's your life? What gives you the right?
You could be bumping to the sounds of DJ Fishburne, letting his smooth grooves propel you to a higher plane of funky existence.
DJ,
and here you are.
DJ Cowboy Curtis is mixing up the Chemical Brothers for everybody. Only Cowboy and Curtis with K's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a real talent. He could give another DJ, insert another DJ name here, a runner for his money. Tiesto? He could give Tiesto?
That works. DJ, sure.
Tiesto is an agent.
Tiesto is an agent, so he does not count.
That would explain so many things. Like, you've never listened to Speed Rail and been like, oh, these beats are impossible. Nobody can make these beats unless they're a computer program.
Do you think that this guy, like, this is the question that starts every conversation he has with new people? Like, hi, nice to meet you. Oh, you're a vegetarian. That's great. Do you think that the Matrix is real?
Are you really a vegetarian, or is that a choice that our computer overlords decided for you? Did they switch a bit of code in there?
They switched you to a vegetarian because they knew I would be more sexually attracted to you.
Yes.
Thanks, overlords.
Do you guys ever see, like, deja vu? And you're like, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
How? I can't explain it. You know who can? Fishburne.
I here's what I know. That if Fishburne's going to come for somebody, he's going to come for somebody with an open mind. Mm-hmm. I want that to be me. If we are in the Matrix, which I have... over the span of this conversation, convinced myself that we are, in fact, in the Matrix.
Because you can't prove we aren't.
Can't prove we aren't. It's kind of like religion. If you doubt it, that's just the devil. In our case, it's Joe Pantaleone trying to convince you. Joey Pants, as I and other members of the Italian community call him, Joey Pants, trying to convince you otherwise. So he's the devil. He'd be a good devil.
Yeah, he would. Let's make that happen.
You know
You're welcome, Hollywood.
Can we call up the Wachowski brothers and be like, hey, guys, like, quit keeping us in suspense. Like, is this a documentary or not?
Was this shot on location, or is the location your own imaginations, your infernal minds?
Does anyone have a beat on Keanu?
Does anyone have his manager's info to
if
get
you've
us
got
around.
His AOL screen name, can you just like forward that to me at our Bim Bam account?
We'll just get up with him because I think he would know. Would he tell us though?
I think we would say, hey, Kian, I tried to shorten his name,
which is his Hawaiian name.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Keanu. What do you know? What aren't you telling
what?
Us?
What
and he's gonna look at us with kind of a knowing smile and be like, "Sorry, guys. Like, can't say, or else I'll get unplugged." And then he'll wink at us. And then we'll say,
he'll wink out of existence.
We'll say, "Keanu, no, really, fucking, like, I gotta know. It keeps me up at night." And he'll say, "Yes, it's real." And then, like, he'll stand up really rigidly, and he'll be like, "Not like this." And he'll fall over dead. Hey, Wachowski Brothers, I just wrote Matrix 4 for you, you ungrateful fucks.
Did you read TMZ today? It was really, there's a crazy story about Keanu dying. Apparently Griffin killed him by making him admit the Matrix is real.
He got him plugged. It was brutal.
It was really brutal, but now we all know. So we're going to start the rebellion. Sacrificial lamb. Griffin
just
doesn't even
want to party in Zion.
Griffin wouldn't even do anything with the information. He'd just be like, and then go to Chipotle. He doesn't give a shit.
This burrito tastes so much better now that Keanu's dead. Mm. I feel so much more alive because I outlived Keanu. I don't care if I am a battery. This burrito is delish.
Delicious. I don't need to know that the computer program tells me it's delicious. I'm just happy to have that in my heart somewhere.
Oh, there are extra ones and zeros in this burrito. Mm. Is that picante?
Can I have some extra data, please, on my burrito?
Let me get, like,
burrito?
400 megabits of Chipotle's salsa sauce.
There's only 4 megabytes left. You better take them. Om, nom, 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 nom. Hey, brothers. Recently, a girl I knew back in middle school asked me on Facebook and invited me to her small birthday gathering she's having this weekend, in which there will be a bunch of people I haven't seen since we were kids and probably are more accomplished with their lives than me. Should I make up some awesome backstory of what I've been doing all these years? Neil. That's how I imagine he says his name. Neil.
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 Just be Neil.
Be the best Neil you can be. What if you show up to the party and people say, "What do you do now?" And you say, "I'm Neil." Hi, look at me. It's me, Neil. I'm Neil, you know, from...
Of Neil fame.
My job is to be Neil, and I'm always employee of the month.
Yeah.
It doesn't
My job
pay,
is to be Neil.
Terribly. The pay is gone. The benefits are non-existent.
Yeah. There is not a lot of responsibility, not a lot of upward mobility either. Once you're Neil, you're pretty much just Neil.
But also, the chances of getting fired are pretty slim.
Did you hear the news? Got laid off from Neil this week. Guess it's back to Kevin.
They caught me stealing. Shoplifting from Neil.
Caught me stealing from Neil. It's a sexual abuse scandal. My mom caught me in my bedroom watching Baywatch. It's pretty messed up. Neil, listen, man. You don't know those motherfuckers anything. 120 years from now, we're all worm food. Fuck it. They're no better than you are.
You know, 120? That's your estimate?
Well, I don't know who's going to be at this party. There might be some cyborgs there, who, of course, their machinations cannot exist for long.
Well, you're assuming that Neil is 0 years old.
Actually, you're assuming he's, like, negative 30 years old.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to bum Neil out by giving him, like, I could tell Neil exactly what he's going to die. I don't think he wants to hear that on Mabim-Bam.
That's true. Yeah. But... Don't lie, because there's no way that's not going to turn into a fiasco.
Yeah.
No, I think the better option is to honestly tell them what you are honestly doing in your life, but with such conviction and dedication that makes it sound like you're super proud of it.
It's all about the perception. I wish he told us what it is he's doing, because I can spin anything.
Mm. Well, so say he's living in his mom's basement.
I'm saving up for a house.
Okay, great. He's working at Arby's.
What? Working at Arby's? I'm working on an expose about the fast food industry.
Nice. I'm a beef specialist.
That one I think would get him less traction.
I'm an artisanal beef shaver.
No matter what job you're doing right now, you can always spin it as research for a role.
Yeah.
I'm researching for a role of an Arby's employee. I'm in the new Michael Cera picture, and in it, I'm an Arby's employee, so I'm hoping to get the part in the new Michael Cera picture. I'm hoping Michael Cera makes a movie about Arby's employees.
It's called Squash the Beef. And it's coming out in the summer of 2012. It co-stars Megan Fox. What a talented young lady.
Danny Trejo is in it. He's a rugged gentleman. he's all heart, though.
Mm-hmm.
Scraggly and leathery on the outside, but inside he's like gooey center.
That's like a hard casing for a sensitive heart.
Exactly.
I think be you, because otherwise you are going to get caught, because you are going to be like, oh, I run a gym, and someone else is going to be like, I also run a gym. What's your gym called? And you're fucked. And you'd be like, I meant J-I-M. I run a man named Jim. This is my job.
I'm Jim.
I'm in charge of him.
My name is Jim. Let's be honest, Neil. If you're really sharp at thinking on your feet, you'd probably be in a better position than you are right now. Today is not the day to try to reinvent yourself as an upwardly mobile dude.
Let's and back also- up, though, because something even weirder than your job status is happening, and that is that a girl you knew back in middle school added you on Facebook and then invited you to her birthday party. Like, hey Neil, this is Susan. Remember me? You absolutely can't. Like, there's no way, but do you want to come chill at my birthday party?
I think it's a small gathering. It's only like 8 people and you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, Neil, you're about to get carried.
Oh, God, Neil.
Neil.
Get out of there.
Neil, come back. You're walking into a carry situation. You got to get out.
Is he about to get carried or is he about to get poked? I'm saying someone found him on Facebook. They were hunting. They were trawling for Poon.
Hungry for Neil.
For Man Poon.
And so you think that this is like a small birthday party / Eyes Wide Shut kind of deal?
This has to be a sex party.
Okay.
Gots to be. No way it's not.
It's not?
And there's no way it's not. I'm saying it's 100%.
You're saying there's no way this isn't a sex party.
Yes. In fact, Neil, just roll up assuming it is, no matter what anyone says, because they might be like putting on pretenses at first.
Yeah,
and just roll up and be like, so are we starting this sex party or what?
Yeah, if you're jobless, or if you work at Arby's, which is pretty much the same thing. Sorry, Arby's employees. You gotta assert yourself as king of this sex party. I'm the king of this sex party. And the way you do that is on the porch, you ring the doorbell to enter into the house where the party's being held. You go ahead and get your dick out, and you go ahead and yell, I'm king of this sex party. So when they open the door, like everyone knows like what is up. Who is this?
I think, is that Neil?
I remember him from middle school. I don't remember him being quite so aggressive.
I think rolling up with your dick out is good. It's predictable, though. I'd just scoot your balls through the hole of your Levi's. Just scoot those out. Don't, like, now you can turn this into sort of a hilarious something about Mary situation and try to dip your balls into it, but that's not how you become king of the sex party. That's how you go to the emergency room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do that.
What about mangina and cape?
Hold on. What? Whoa.
What?
Yeah, if he does mangina and wears a cape.
How is that an active verb, sir?
you do a mangina.
That's how you become king of prison. can I ask you guys something? This is a different approach to this. Could all of his problems be corrected if he introduced himself at the party as Electric Neil? Could that like fix pretty much everything?
He would have to have some sort of touchdown dance that he could do upon announcing himself.
Oh, and the best part about that is after a couple years and he's gone through some shit and he's reevaluating his life, he can come back and tell him he's now Acoustic Neil.
Oh, shit.
I'm 28. He's 36, and we've been living together for 7 months.
That's a good lead.
I choose to sleep. Yeah. I like this. This is right into the meat of the question. I can piece the others up together. I choose to sleep naked because I don't like the restrictive feeling of clothes while I sleep. He chooses to sleep in shorts and t-shirts. I disrobe right before crawling into bed at night and then walk directly into the bathroom in the morning. The problem is, I think he is too used to seeing me naked. Our sex life has slightly declined. Seducing him doesn't work like it used to. And I get the overall feeling that he is less excited to see my body. Mm-hmm. I wonder if sleeping naked has affected this. If this is true and I have exposed myself too much, is there anything I can do or is it all downhill from here? Bear or not to bear. To bear or not to bear. Well, great. Now I have to do the show with a boner.
Oh.
No, I don't. I'm just kidding. I don't really have a boner. I'm the only thing. All the blood is in my comedy gland. I can't think about sex right now.
It's in your advice lobe.
It's in my hypolulamus.
It's in my Lisa lobe.
I sent Lisa Lobe a package of my blood. I hope she likes it.
I can just picture a cardboard box like leaking.
Like, what is this?
Hey, Lise. Someone just dropped off a package for you while you're gone. It's leaking blood. What appears to be blood.
And is it from Griffin McElroy? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay. It smells like CK1. what an odd package this is. I think that, yeah, you are right, but the good thing about it is, I think that, yeah, the a guy can get conditioned to seeing anybody naked. I think that the good news is men are fundamentally machines, basically, and you can roll this back up really quick.
Oh, my God. If you put his shirt on when you go to bed tonight and get in bed with him, he'll be like, where did they go? Where did it happen? Like,
I need them. Tracy, wake up.
They're gone.
He'll wake up the next morning like, I thought it was a dream. I'm living a nightmare, Tracy. Yeah, it's literally like a day, and you're back.
And never underestimate the power of lingerie, because if he's gotten conditioned to seeing
you... fucking gross.
Travis.
What? No, I'm saying if he's gotten conditioned and used to seeing her naked...
And you're taking this to a much... This is far too personal, this place you're at.
Cover your boobies in silk and lace.
Like, no, gross.
Fringe them out a little.
Wrap your butt in... candy and stuff.
This isn't Pimp My Girlfriend Who I'm Tired of Seeing Naked. This is my brother me. Advice, not creepiness. Although some creepiness. We're all about
cheap and practical solutions. And the best
thing that means put on a big t-shirt.
Just put on a big t-shirt, you goof.
Yeah, literally. I mean, it's like... Griffin's right. Like, overnight. I mean, it may take... If you've been sleeping naked for a long time, take a week to course correct itself. Don't let him see you naked at all.
Ever again.
It's evil. No, like, keep it under wraps for a while. And maybe, ooh, this is good. Do something different up in there.
Like
something,
lingerie.
No, I mean, like, something underneath your, like, maybe get something pierced, get some ink, or maybe don't do anything. Guys, to say you did something and say,
what?
You wouldn't believe what's under here now. Like, you would just freak out if you could see it. But you can't see it.
Tattoo of Dave Coulier right in my gut.
It's so weird in here, and you can't see it anymore, and it's so weird, and you need to see it. Because then he'll be crazy. Like, if you start teasing, now you got to deliver. You know, it can't be like Al Capone's vault where Geraldo just teases and teases and teases, there's nothing in it. You got to have something, you got to deliver something, even if it's like a henna tattoo
or
of Dave Coulier.
Al Capone.
Or Al Capone.
Can you get Al Capone, like, on your torso somewhere, in it on it? Somewhere around.
I was, a tattoo or like the real Al Capone?
Like, yeah.
Like him. Like the man.
Okay. Yeah. Also start referring to your lady business as Al Capone's vault. Just see how that takes out. Side note, talking to a dear friend of mine today, his father's a teacher, and one of the students in his class is named D. Al Capone Jones. This is not a joke.
Awesome.
This is not a gag I made up.
Fuck, that's good.
D. Al Capone Jones. Speaking of Al Capone.
You want a Yahoo?
Yeah, I do.
This one was sent in by Chuck Jones. Thanks, Chuck Jones. It's by Yahoo Answers user Patrick. That's weird. Two Pats. Patrick asks, questions for my dental hygienist? I am going to be getting my teeth cleaned soon by my ridiculously hot dental hygienist, and I want to ask some things. If you were asked these questions, what would your answer be, and how do you think she will react? One.
Do you want to just ask him? Do we want to role play here?
Sure. Yeah, you guys can take turns being the super just banging dental hygienist. And all right. I'll be the...
That sounds like me.
I'll be Patrick. Mm-hmm. One. Can I have the pair of gloves and the mask you used on me?
I was going to do a bit, but I think she would probably just leave the room.
Yeah, that was my reaction. Silence.
I was buying into the character saying yes to the moment, and that is what my character would have done.
Does the dental hygienist have a button underneath the counter that, like, summons the police? That's what I would be doing.
Yeah.
She does now. She will after this. Two, can I have a pair of new gloves? And what kind of gloves are they? That one's kind of harmless.
Unless
you couple it with the first question.
Yeah, and then you say, I just need to hide my fingerprints. I can't tell you why.
No, it's fine. Three, would you please check in the back to see if you have any pink gloves or mask you could use?
What's this guy's hang-up?
Four, do you have to wear a mask?
What?
Can you just spit in my mouth while you're cleaning it? Five, will you surprise me with the Profi paste flavor? I don't know what that means.
What?
Profi?
This guy doesn't have a crush on his dental hygienist. He has a dentistry fetish. That's what's going on here.
And not only that, but, like, these aren't even, like... These are the least direct, yet still creepy questions I've ever
heard. Really, Travis? Because number six, instead of using a mirror to hold back my cheek, will you use your finger?
Ugh! Yes.
Seven, will you perform an extra intraoral and TMJ exam? Really get in there. Just get deep in there.
Are there more questions?
Will you use a toothbrush instead of the polisher? That's not particularly sexual. Nine, can I add you on Facebook?
Oh, there it is.
Dr. Woodruff, can I add you on Facebook? Can we be Facebook
friends? That's the end of it right there.
Can I Facebook you? Okay, here's what I would like to posit. I think there is an order in which you can ask these questions where you could get to the end of them without the person leaving the room. Is there an order in which you could drop these beats?
You gotta lead with Facebook, I think.
It's like making a mixtape, right? Like you gotta peek and back off. Like, I think you need to mix up the really weird ones.
Dude, I don't know. I think once you hit just use your finger. Get in there with your digits.
Just, you could play that off, though. Like, I have a mirror allergy. I have an allergy to silver.
Reflective surfaces? Ew. Just get in there with your dig.
Hey, when vampires go to the dentist,
mm-hmm.
How do the doctors see their back teeth?
It's so hard.
That's a good question. And I mean, dental care is so important to a vampire for obvious reasons.
They've got those teeth forever.
Yeah.
Especially with the sugar-filled diet of the American public. I mean, mm-hmm. you can't eat a fat person without getting a calorie or a cavity. Probably some calories, too.
How do you get a modicum of a boner when you're in a dentist chair? How do you focus on anything but the raw, primal fear of somebody getting in your teeth and just clanging around in there with their digits?
Like some sort of bad mechanic. Just tune up your grill.
I don't think I will ever be too old to not be scared fuckless of the dentist. Like, can't handle
it. That's because it's the most terrifying thing.
It's like the most terrifying thing. Someone is putting
whirring, like, blades and points into your mouth and you can't see what they're doing in there.
You are fighting instinct at every turn. Maybe that's sexual for some people. Trying to clamp down on, like, their better impulses.
All it takes is one Dr. Butterfingers, and he's got a drill through your tongue.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, but, like, that's hot for some people. They love the danger. They love the excitement.
The thrill,
what's
going
to happen today at the dentist? I don't know.
I might die. I might die. I might die. I will get a boner. That's for sure.
I will get arrested because I am going to go full on creepster on my... Okay, here's the thing that's going to, like, really fuck you guys up.
Okay.
They ask these questions on Yahoo Answers. There is 100% like likelihood that this person who asked these things did sit in a dentist chair at some point after this and have an interaction. Like, this happened. Like, this isn't, like, fun theory. Like, this fucking creeper.
Oh, so he was, like, planning.
He did this. I mean, he did these things that he's saying to us.
He may be apologizing. Like,
What would you do? Is this
I just
weird?
Did this. Is that cool?
It so weird.
Did you pull this off of Craigslist Missed Connections?
No.
Me in the dentist chair, mouth open, slightly numb. You finger chewing on it.
Chesty, put your finger right in there. Touch my teeth.
Saw down your blouse. Saw your plates out.
Put that mirror away, silly. Get your fingers in
there. Hey, we don't need to get mirrors in this. Put your fingers in there. Let me kiss your eyelids.
In case anybody out there is wondering, of all the times to try to like be flirty and pick someone up, when they're in there digging out your old ass food and tartar buildup with their fingers in your gross ass mouth as you're drooling all over yourself, probably not the best.
Is this a piece of Mars bar?
Point of order, if you're trying to fuck your dental hygienist, I bet you keep it pretty locked down up there. I bet you're pretty much on point in your mouth area. That's your showpiece.
I just can't, like, the only thing that gives me a boner about going to the dentist is at the end of it, I get a free toothbrush.
And like, and a prize.
Like, the value of that is, like, I don't take the prize anymore. I love
what?
I love sticky hands, but it's a conflict of interest because I'm trying to fuck my dental hygienist. And, like... If I
did, like, can I get your number and also that pair of googly eyeglasses?
Yeah, like we settle the bill, and I walk out, and I turn back and come through the door. I'm like, two things: one, can I not get a date? Two, what about those sticky hands? What's up with those? Because I need one to grab things that are far away. But hey, seriously though, date? You want to go to Sizzler? I love you.
One thing is, do you want to go to Sizzler? The other is, do you have one of those foam planes that I build myself?
I love those so much.
I love this so much. I will take one or the other. The choice is yours. There's only one thing that I get aroused by, and that's trips to the money zone.
Okay.
Taking us this week, Griffin.
Hold up, time out. Why am I never invited to the money zone?
Okay, Travis, tell us about, because you make things up. You lie. You lie through the whole thing. You'll lie about the thing, and the people pay us to say the truth, and you lie about the whole thing. Here, you just make it up.
Travis, you do it. I'll be your safety net. And if you, when you fuck up, I'll be there to catch you like your father figure.
Yeah, put your like Lionel Richie, whenever Nicole Richie goes raw. He's there.
Oh, God, I can't take the pressure.
Do it.
No, you do it.
Okay, well, first we want to congratulate Mike on graduating from Stony Brook University.
That sounds like a wizard school.
Go fighting whitefish.
Is that a wizard school for wizards?
Wizard school.
Yes, Mike has graduated.
Classic.
Mike graduated with a wizarding degree in computer engineering.
Now, a lot of people hear that, and they say... What? That's not... And I say, techno magic is what I say to those people. Circuit spells.
Yeah, techno wizards.
It's all about bits and bipes and incantations.
Where's he going next?
Well, he's going to be pursuing his master's at Stony Brook once more. And unfortunately, his friends Matt, Tony, Franco, and Sean have... They done fucked up, and they have requested that I do the jingle this week.
Oh, shit.
You will also need to combo. that means you've been lumped in. Oh, by the way, Mike's nickname, the Cap'n.
I like that.
I like that, too.
I like any nickname that's the, unless it's the situation. But the Cap'n is fine.
The listener Jennifer Manziel writes her husband Todd a 40, doesn't write him, wishes him a happy 40th birthday on June 29th. So just 2 days away. Here's what I know about Todd. Rapid fire. Chef. Mm-hmm. Vancouver, BC. Before time, he was a chef back in caveman days. We have a Boston Terrier named Maud. Todd's nickname? Gorilla. Turning 40 did cover that.
You're listening to the Cap'n and the Gorilla on 94.3.
There's your jingle. His hair is like lamb's wool. Awesome. He plays World of Warcraft. That is the order in which I hope he would relate those facts to me, were I to meet Todd.
Actually, that's how it's listed on his resume.
This is
special
really
skills. Hair like lamb's wool.
Todd, this is a really long business card, but I appreciate you giving it to me. Can I feel your hair again? So, happy birthday to you, Todd. Thank you, Jennifer, for wishing Todd such a happy special day. Sadly, because of the, I'm just going to say, callous misjudgment of Matt, Tony, Franco, and Sean, you are going to have a jingle also sung by Travis as he sings about the captain and the gorilla. I told him to get a Casio keyboard pre-programmed with some backing tracks. I do not think he has taken that action. Nope. So let's see what Travis has whipped up. Here's what we're gonna do, Griffin. We're gonna sit here in silence as Travis sings us a song about the captain and gorilla.
So you want? Because I can just do it like a cappella, like rock a cappella.
Yeah, I think you should definitely do that.
I can't. Like, I won't be able to handle it all.
We are all going right to see where this goes. Strap in.
You guys gotta shut up so I can pretend like you're not there. Okay.
This is what it's like when Travis has sex, too. Okay.
Okay, so here's what I've worked up.
Okay.
Shh, God damn it. Shh. Captain Mike and the gorilla set their boat towards excitement, and they sailed down the river of dreams. They had adventures by the score for about 20 years or more. But then everything ends, or so it seems. Now they've grown up and gotten adult jobs. He's a chef, he's a technical engineer.
Is that it?
Stop laughing.
I'm not laughing.
Is that the end of the song?
No. He's a technical engineer.
Got that bit. Here comes okay. The bridge.
Now Captain Mike and the gorilla have given up adventure. They sold their boat and got a mortgage.
Did that rhyme with now, engineer?
Would that have rhymed if we let you sing it all together?
Yes. Be honest. Maybe.
Jesus will know if you're lying.
And then pretty much the song devolves from there. And then the rest of it was something about learning that the greatest adventure is life.
Why didn't you sing that bit, Travis? Do you not know how the song works? Is this like an R. Kelly speech?
Well, now I've lost.
And then after that point, we basically just sing about a free bird flying. There's some more guitar noises.
And then there's a pretty epic bridge.
Yeah, so it's pretty much a lot of that. Say so hard, say goodbye to yesterday, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then we wrap it up.
Learn a life lesson.
Learn a life lesson.
Feelings explored.
Yeah, so it's pretty much just like that. Like, where were you when the world stopped turning? And we all think about how sad we were. Some guitar. And then it's over. It's the end of the song. It's pretty good. What do you think? Thanks, Alan Jackson. That was a great performance.
Hey.
Yeah, and now he's like an Indian outlaw. It's basically just a meditation on that for another minute and a half. After I do the course a couple more times and have Cherokee Choctaw, all that stuff. There's
it's
some more vaguely racist stuff.
A, B, C, C, A, A, B, C, B, 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 C, A, D, J, A, C, C, B song pattern. So,
did you see DJ A, C, C, B, B, B? He was at the shore last week and he's amazing.
Oh, fuck.
It's amazing. So thank you guys for I guess for that. And thank you, Travis.
Please never, ever make me do that again.
Since splitting up with my girlfriend 2 years ago, I've been focusing on ruining my business. I've been focusing on running my business and spending time with friends. I'm 23 years old, and I have ambitions and goals I would like to achieve. Should I be looking for a relationship? Most of my friends are engaged. Or just carry on doing me? And I don't think you have much of a choice. Wait for someone to come along. Undecided in the UK.
Oh, man. It's like this guy's me. Like last year when I was 23 and running a business.
Well, Griffin, how did you make this choice?
Listen, I've been running my business with just full steam ahead, and I don't have time to dock in the port. My business is a steamboat. Let me start.
Griffin's in the steamboat
business. I'm in the steamboat industry. It's booming. And cuz it's a hip hop steamboat. And the speakers are loud. So anyway, yeah.
The stern wheels of steel is what he calls it.
Uh-huh. This primary is going to keep on rolling. And, like, I don't have time to stop in the port of of love. I don't have time to dock there because I'm too busy running my business. And, like, there's nothing wrong with that because a steamboat in port gets loved, but that's not what a steamboat's for, is it?
For love?
No, it's not. It's for traveling down rivers.
No, yeah, or hosting the most banging R&B rap and beats concerts in the eastern United States.
Exactly.
Listen, Undecided in the UK, we all are in the business of spinning plates. We all have different things going on. And sometimes when one plate falls off the stick that you're spinning it on, the dowel rod that you're spinning it on, and it shatters like your relationship did, it's okay to look at the other place and be like, well, I gotta make sure these are really, really spinning. But eventually, you gotta pick that plate back up and put it back on.
If, like, I've learned anything from ABC Family movies and the like, people that always just devote themselves to their job and don't spend any time with family and friends are always the happiest people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Right? They never look back on their life and regret the choices they've made.
I mean, I'm fucking smiles for miles over here. Like, you don't have to... Because you're spinning... Let's go back to the plate spinning analogy, because I felt like it was so on the nose. Like... You're spinning that plate, and it falls off, and then your chore of a girlfriend comes in and is like, why are you spinning my plates? And it's like, this is my job. I'm a plate spinner.
I'm focusing on this right now.
Yeah, but the problem is you don't look back. Like, you don't turn 24 and look back on 23. You turn, like, 68, and you're old and alone, and then you're sad.
You don't look back on 23, Travis? No, you look forward. I think about how sweet 23 was every time I go to bed. In my bed.
Really? Now you're 24, you're run down.
Like, I'm already like a fifth of the way through my life.
Don't think about that. Whoa. Yeah?
I'm going with you the 120 and, years.
You and Electric Neil just...
I mean, what if every year that gets away from me is another year that I spent alone on this fucking steamboat. This steamboat sucks. I can't sleep on it because it's just parties all the time. What was I thinking?
To be fair, we tried to talk you out of it.
Why did I buy this from that shady Cajun businessman? This was the worst idea. I thought it was going to be like Maverick, but it's not like Maverick. It's just shitty hip-hop parties all the time, and I can't sleep. Fuck it, and I'm so alone. Fuck you, Maverick. Movie's full of lies. I thought Jodie Foster was going to come in here and jump my bones, but that's not what happened, is it?
So it's less focusing on your business and more trying to get Jodie Foster to fall in love with you. By the way,
I mean, I was focusing
a little
on
misguided,
business.
As it turns out. little barking up the wrong tree there. I guess Undecided in the UK, what we're saying is, you want to buy a steamboat?
I'll give it to you cheaper than I got it.
I know a guy who will cut you a deal.
Let's do a quick Yahoo.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
This one was sent in by Ryan M. Thank you, Ryan. It's by Yahoo Answers user BX, who asks, should Obama try to change his image by wearing body armor and showing the world he is ready for action? Obama just does not seem presidential enough, and his policy on troop withdrawals are making him look soft. Here's the thing. Yes. Here's what's up. I think Obama... should dress up in full-blown robot armor. I think he should carry around a big gun all the time. And I think, can we get a rapier? Can you carry around a rapier everywhere he goes? And, like, two flags sort of tucked within his back so he looks like some sort of superhero, some sort of patriotic superhero.
I think he should wear a costume reminiscent of George Washington.
Oh, you're saying, like, full-blown powdered wig. Like,
yeah.
Peg leg.
Like, let's president it up, you know? Mm-hmm.
So we have basically, like, old-timey Obama or, like, Cy-Bama. Cy-Bama.
Techno-Bama.
Okay, so what about...
Techno-Bama, sure.
Him in a George Washington costume inside of a robotic exoskeleton.
Ooh, I love it. Like, oh, that couldn't get any weirder, him in an exoskeleton. It opens up... Oh, shit. He's in George Washington... gear. What about instead of body armor, what about Under Armour? He just shows up completely
I'm sports
flexed
president.
Out.
It just cuts to Obama running up and down the bleachers, and he stops and goes, you know, I love Gatorade.
Obama,
and
you gotta run this country. And he's like, I can't, I'm sporting. Back off. They're like, we need you to sign or veto these policies. And he's like, I can't, I gotta catch this football, sports president.
I can't run the country, I'm running these wind sprints.
Here's the thing, every president has his thing, right? Like, everyone has his scene. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, Bill Clinton was the president who loved blowjobs, loved getting them. And then there was...
To be fair, he ran on that platform.
Yeah, it's like, who's got two thumbs in those blowjobs? Me. I do.
He ran on that platform, but not as fast as Obama.
Nope.
He's a sports president.
He's a sports president. Well, I don't know. That's the thing. I feel like Obama hasn't established himself as a particular... He doesn't have a goof.
He could be the sword fighting president.
That'd be good. Ooh, but I'm pretty sure that, like, Aaron Burr... Was he a president?
Mm.
No. Sure.
Hamilton. He was a prez, right? One of those guys who was, like, scrappy. One of those, you know, pugilistic
scrappy
guys.
Yeah. The ones that are, like, built like a short tank with a big mustache.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but just picture this, right? Teddy. Obama. Okay, so the scene is this. We're inside the Senate. They're trash-talking Obama, being like, he's soft. Obama kicks down a door.
Yeah, with robot
shirt unbuttoned to his navel.
Oh, shit.
Slices the Constitution in half.
Well, he wouldn't.
Stabs a dude.
Okay. Here's a problem. Few things with that are a problem. Like, 100 things that are problematic with that situation you described.
I can name one right off the bat. Our president is not Mike Hagar.
He isn't Mike Hagar. He's not wearing a belt around his chest, not trying to rescue the mayor's daughter. That's problem one.
That's problem one.
Problem two, he's not even remotely built like Mike Hagar, Travis. Look at him. Like, he's good. He's a great president and a great leader for our country. But... he's not a strong man, I don't think. He doesn't look he's never struck me as a particularly
He's the cat burglar type. Like, he'd sneak in from the skylight.
Okay, so he could become Obama, our wispiest president.
Yeah.
I like that.
Just, like, behind a door frame, he sneaks
where'd
in.
Where'd he go?
That's his jam. He's just wispy all the time. You never know where he's gonna be.
So, and by the way, I just realized this. I do want to apologize. I've now stereotyped Obama as a criminal and good at sports. So I'm sorry, America. I did my best. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, America.
So, there's got to be other, like, what if he could be like our most tender president? What if he just like wrote poems?
Oh, and he did, like, fireside chats, but instead of being in a wheelchair, he was, like, laying on a bearskin rug.
You saw that video of that baby crying, and he was like, hold on, let me just, do you mind if I see that baby? And the baby shut its fucking mouth, like, the moment that his sweet presidential hands, his tender, tender presidential digits, like, touched it. You saw that video, right? Because it's, that's what I'm talking about. He's got powers.
The thing is, I think he should be wearing Under Armour in all these situations.
Why?
What? Because it's like, if he wants to keep that sports door open, and I think just wearing Under Armour says that I'm going to do some sports later, or I just got done doing some sports. Like, he gets the sports points without actually having to do any physical
activity. And he carries around a water bottle, like one of those squeezy bottles all the time.
Right.
Analogy. Like, it tells people, like, hey, I just did sports, and also I'm too busy to get out of my sportswear. Because I gotta run this country. I gotta make laws and stuff and pass them.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw out one last idea here.
Oh, you're okay. Shut it down.
Barack Obama, the hipster president.
Okay. I like this so much. So he could, first off, gotta grow a silly little mustache.
Mm hmm.
Gotta drink PBR pretty much exclusively.
He already does.
He does?
Yeah, he loves PBR.
How do you know that?
Because was in all the press photos, like when he was running for president.
Of him slamming a peeber?
Yeah.
God damn, if I'd known that, I would have voted for him twice.
Impossible. Travis, if you have a picture of the president slamming, if you at home have a picture of the president slamming a PBR,
Hold on, I
need it in the forums today.
Obama PBR images. Yeah. Wait, no, that's photoshopped. Get out of here, Travis.
Is real. Look it up.
It didn't give me the pictures I crave, but if you've got one not Photoshop, I want to see real pictures of our commander in chief slamming a PBR.
God's beer.
I think it's a real thing.
That's Todd's beer. Give it back. You take it back. So I want to hear Griffin's last question. First, some super quick housekeeping stuff. This is the big one. The big one you've been waiting for. If you go to maxfunstore.com right now, you will be able to buy the brand new My Brother, and Me t-shirt designed by Mr. Justin Rousseau, or Justin Rousseau, depending on how French I'm feeling. It is an amazing design. I adore it. I can say that because I didn't have anything to do with it. It comes in cobalt for dudes and turquoise for ladies. We had a lot of people asking for a turquoise girl shirt, and so we settled on turquoise for the ladies, specially cut for them. These are high quality, soft, beautiful shirts. They have a tag you can tear away, so that's super nice.
They're alternative apparel, which is President Obama's favorite t-shirt brand. Because he doesn't like those lamestream tees.
Mm-hmm. What you need to do is be like Mr. Dr. Muffin, who's my hero and yours, Gregory, I call him. You wear the shirt and you get on TV. That's key.
Does it matter what show they get on?
Don't get on Tosh.0 again, because we've covered that market.
Also, don't get on Cops, unless it's you taking out a dude who just committed a crime. Like, you just straight up tackle him and stand up and point at your shirt.
And try to sneak into, like, photos or whatever. Try to get it into cool places. Our buddy Bob Ball has actually made, like, a video series where his MBMBAM t-shirt goes on tours and
visits. If we could just locales. Start, like, a series of people being that guy who, like, ducks in the back of pictures and points at their MBMBAM shirt. Like, I would like that to become, like, the new, like, meme.
Get buried in your shirt. Get buried in it.
Buy a lot of them and build a house off.
Just then you'll need your live. Money. Then it'll be forever. Our show will live forever.
Go buy one of those. MaxFunStore.com is the website. Go get one. Go get one for someone you love. What better way to introduce the show to someone than get them a t-shirt and say, you like this now. also, go to the forums. That's at MaximumFun.org. You can find those and come talk about our show and all
last
the other
week,
fine Maximum
programs. Griffin made a joke about nomenclature and drinking game, and we got so many emails about rules for an MBMBAM drinking game, which I think that's a great idea, but we're not going to limit your creativity. So go to the forums and somebody start some line of discussion
here,
about.
I have a great Mabim Bam drinking game, and it is while you listen to our show, you drink an adult beverage, and when you feel thirsty, you refresh yourself with that beverage.
Okay. So every time you feel like taking a drink, you take a drink.
Every time the spirit compels you to drink your drink, then you drink it like a fucking adult.
That's less of a game.
Is it?
To live will be a great adventure. Think about it.
I learned that from your fucking song, Travis. So don't tell me that's not
Travis.
True.
And also go to bit.ly/MBMBAMTune1 and watch the MBMBAM Super Show. It's absolutely amazing.
I want 100. Can we commission them to make 100 of those?
Yes.
We want to say thank you so much to people talking about our show on Twitter. Jonah Sky is trying to get people on board. Deadpool Sky, continuing this theme that I've just started now.
I'm seeing a lot of people listening to us on road trips, like Ben Laden and Media Fairy.
Media Fairy.
Yeah.
Media Fairy was on a long one.
I think that's just great, because I also listen to podcasts on road trips. Not my own podcast, but other people's.
That would be pretty cool if you listened to your own one.
Hey, do you remember when I did this goof?
So thank you to everybody who's been listening and Hey Friend, Heavy Mono, Nimi, everybody. There's so many.
And let's hit our old favorites, Michelle Mittens and Awesome America.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Killing it.
Ed Fail, Free Man Tim, everybody. A Resilient Rabbit, Kevin Wilson, everybody.
Starta.
Just guys.
Everybody.
Fucking
guys,
thanks.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Yeah, you're like the fucking best people. Trav Man Man, Trevor Woodburn,
The Trisket.
The Trisket always.
Fucking killing it overseas.
S. Diesel.
Great Nanners. Maya Love. Oh, that Carrie is back in the fold after taking a month off. We're happy to have her. This is a train that keeps on rolling.
How about fucking Eric, Patrick, and Jimison, who got our fucking stupid show tattooed on their bodies forever?
Yep.
Yeah. Corinne Tags, what's up?
The Brennel.
Brennel Dan, I love you guys so much, I'm fucking angry about it.
Dan Arcus, fuck you.
Fuck you guys.
Fearless you Gunner, fucking you jerks, asshole.
I love you so much.
All right, so Sam McBastard, Fancy Weeble, thank you to everybody.
How about Rocky Horror?
Magic Whiskey.
Mabim Bam mixtape number 2, you fucking jerk.
Oh, shit, you asshole. Thanks Golly for being so fucking cool.
Golly Ollie and Jacob Locker and Callison and Questions Every Week, you fucking dicks.
Lil Sars helping out, pitching in. Okay.
Dale Skipper.
All right. So that's our angry segment about how much we love you.
Seriously. Fucking love you, man.
Our Seriously, parents guys. Used to have that segment pretty frequently, actually. So thank you, guys. Griffin, I'm ready. So my body is ready, Griffin. Give me the last question.
This one was sent in by Cal. Thanks, Cal. I love you, you fucking dick. It's by Yahoo Answers user Raymond, who asks, does this story sound too cliche? Male lawyer plus female cop plus friction between the two plus murder plus mystery?
Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother and me. Kiss your dad.
Square on the lips.
Keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. 3 stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.